picture.
It's a good little picture.
It's a good picture, very clear.
But sometimes, like in the proms, I have to keep lowering the sound. Because it's too loud. Well, I want to be able to do that easily.
Yeah,
Can you
Well,
just press
you
it?
will be able to, there's no
Yeah,
doubt about
I want
it.
to
You've got it
sort
on
it out.
volume. You don't need, you just keep it on volume
Did
and then you just go boom and you've got little arrows to show you how loud it
did somebody come and set it up, or did
Oh, John set it up for me.
Well, we just unpacked it and we're just looking at it and Mum said, "Oh, where's John? Got to do with him."
He walked
And about
in.
2 minutes later he knocked on the door, didn't he? "Oh, come on, I'll do it for you. Well, you've got to press enter. Here you are, I'll do it." So
You know it all.
tuned it into the four channels and
I
I
mean,
said,
do you know
"What
if you've
about
got
video?" We might as well tune it into that as well.
How many channels
I can have
Thirty.
32. Is it 30 or 32 channels on it?
Better give it to me.
30, I think, because it started at 30 when we pressed and went down,
Oh,
didn't it, when
and
we're looking for the channels. I think that was only 30 channels.
What make
Oh.
have we got?
Mitsubishi.
Mitsubishi.
Yeah.
That's mine. I've got a video. My Mitsubishi's.
What video? Oh, no, you could do with Fred's Mitsubishi video, couldn't
Yes,
you?
because on the remote control it's for a video as well, you see.
But
But
it's got
it
to be
doesn't
able
work my video.
You know if you had the telly on number 8, so you were on the video channel, you use your video remote control? As it came, I won't muck it up.
Yes,
You
you
can't
can.
use the video
Not the
controls
video,
on the
you
television
mustn't
panel.
use the video bit
On
of
the television.
television
No,
or
if you're on
my
the video
video.
channel.
No, you must use the video remote control that goes with the video.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're on the video channel and you want to change the channel.
When Nana's got her Mitsubishi video, then
No,
you can use
you
it all
use
on
your
one.
video remote control on all of it.
You've got to have the two, you
Yeah.
must have the two separate ones. I don't
Yeah.
want him messing
Yeah.
with.
Yes, I know, I know,
Can't
I
afford
know.
another one.
No. Find out available and then I'll have that one.
Do you know what she said, Fred?
What did
When
they
I was
say?
wondering about having teletext or not. Have a teletext. Then when you die, you can leave it to me and I can have a video with
Yeah,
I'll get one with nice clothes.
that's lovely.
I did say when. Meaning I'll have to wait a very long time. I'd like a Nikon digital stereo. That's what we're going to have
Yeah,
on our new telly.
but we can't receive stereo here yet, can we?
If the program's stereo. I think when you've got the stereo telly.
I thought that we weren't on it yet.
Well, by the time we get round to getting a new telly. We're not exactly going to get one within the next 2 years. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I've heard I've got to clean. Oh, I'll take that. That and give me that one.
Now I've noticed
Design it with red stuff. Less tired all week. Cause I watched Agatha Christie's. I wasn't going to, I was going to go straight to bed. But stayed up and watched that. I never caught up on my little sleep.
So what time did you get to bed last night? 3 o'clock, did you say?
Well.
Oh no, you went earlier, but not
We
to
were
sleep
talking
about
till about 3 and then there's 3 of us who stayed way longer. It's about 3:30 now. And the alarm went off at 6:30 because someone had a new
paper round.
Oh dear.
And then I was dozing a bit, and while we were watching like Arachnophobia, we were still in bed, but. Well. 4 hours sleep, if that. It was worth it, good fun.
Taking it or not?
Got it. Oranges, kiwi, pineapple, apple, pears, and they've got.
And what's this then?
The toffee. Very chewy. It's gone. Not running. It's toffees and.
The minute you want your utensils
melted
to.
Toffee.
This thing is
I
in
want
a pan.
A spear.
Yes, we're getting a spear.
That's
all
right.
It's gone harder this time.
Which drawer are they in, Vicky?
Bottom. The fourth drawer, right-hand side. On the right-hand side. Cocktail stick. Thank you, bitter. Can I dig in?
Thank you.
Really want a teaspoon, because a dessert spoon. Too
well,
big.
It's going to be a small spoon.
It's fallen off my stick.
Has it set hard?
It's hard there.
Not harder
hard.
Than we've had.
Mm.
Well, I'll get some teaspoons.
They fell off my stick. It wasn't very helpful.
Fell off your stick?
Yeah.
Oh,
the orange didn't fall off.
You are then, how a teaspoon of this.
I want the teaspoon so I can eat it when I finish my food.
I said we're having a health giving lunch today.
Healthy. Toffee. I don't think so.
Did Faye take a quilt?
Oh, it has set.
We all have a quilt.
Has it set today?
Yeah. Grassy cold weather.
You thinned it down there last time.
I thinned it
you?
Down this time.
You did what with? Oh, I got a lump of toffee, yes. Gorgeous.
And I didn't put it in the fridge so it wouldn't.
It's got. Look at that, it's bubbling.
Bubble, bubble. We can't swish your fruit round, in
it. It doesn't.
Yeah. Can. I have to give Faye a piggyback up to the park. Killed my back.
Which park?
Mm.
Are you having fun, friend?
It's the spears don't work. They slide off the spears. That's the problem.
Well, use your spoon then.
Boring using
spoon. We've done yours.
Me.
And it's got a toffee coated grape.
The seedless time.
No.
Brilliant.
Well, I say we like to have fun at our meal times.
Oh, I recorded those films in the time.
Help you on your way.
Mm.
What will you have to watch?
I recorded one, the one which was on two, which was about a lawyer falling in love with the accused. Was that the one on the
Was that the one after Moore's?
No, that was on BBC Two. But I only saw the beginning of that, and then I turned over to watch the one just did Hoffman and Lance Olivier with it.
It's not too long.
That sounds quite good. I want to see Hot Shot. Spear.
We went to,
Who did?
Who did? going to say when we went. I was going to say Theatre Royal, and it wasn't the Theatre Royal. Haymarket. It's a Saturday, didn't we?
Easier Friday with a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Little Prince.
Leicester Haymarket.
That's right. Which is a story I am not familiar with.
Well, I've never.
It was sort of like their pantomime.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have said it was very appropriate for.
It couldn't have been their pantomime.
Young children.
I shouldn't have thought young children would have understood it.
Hmm. But it was quite good, wasn't it? Malcolm and Heidi went to London the Monday before Christmas.
No blinking under. Sam goes to. Because we turned Arachnophobia off because people needed the toilet. And there were songs of praise or, you know, something like that. And talking about all this terrorism. And he goes, oh, I'm glad you didn't go to London. I said, but I did. And he goes, oh, no, you didn't, did you? I was worried about me going to London, you know.
That's nice. Because there weren't any tubes, I happened to walk along
Haymarket.
Wherever it was.
Haymarket.
And past the theatre with Phantom of the Opera showing. So Malcolm just went in to see if there'd be any tickets for the afternoon performance on the off chance, and they were putting on an extra matinee performance. So lo and behold, those two went to see Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, It's
brilliant.
And then on the Saturday, Tash and John went to see it. Mm. And it's Vicky and I who wanted to see it in the first place.
Excuse me. I have never wanted to see Phantom of the Opera. No, of course I haven't.
Yes, you have.
Really been interested in it.
Who's starring in it now?
He's good.
Peter somebody.
Yeah. Nobody I know. Well, I mean, not someone.
Not a well
famous,
known.
Famous. But he's really good. I want the aspects of love with Michael Caine in, I mean Michael Ball, but he's not in it anymore. It's a good
Oh, you've got rehearsal this afternoon.
I know. We saw a trailer for a film. It's Mr. Destiny, was it? And anyway, it's this baseball player, and he doesn't hit the ball, you see, which doesn't make him famous. He finds this person and he makes him go back, and he does hit the ball and he becomes really famous. And that special person is Michael Caine. He looks quite good.
Michael Caine?
You know Michael Caine? The one who did Jekyll and Jekyll and Hyde, right? Okay, sure.
Have
else
you watched
it? Yeah. I thought he actually made a person and didn't realise he made himself
into himself
a person.
Changed.
I thought it was a bit stupid because he's such a nice doctor in that. Who wrote that?
Heidi's going to be Aladdin in Wendy production.
I've learnt my lines, but I haven't really.
That looks a bit long.
You're twiddling like you do spaghetti.
She's hoping to sing a song from Aspects of Love, aren't you?
Well, I didn't know about that.
You sing it well.
I've heard
of
Cock and Bull. And where's it? School or church or?
St Paul's
Drama Group.
Mm.
I want to go through.
She doesn't really belong to the drama group now, she came out in.
Hope I get something, because I've never once got anything. Been there for 9 years, I think. 1984 I started.
I've been there 9 years then.
You'll be the guest star, so you should.
Eight.
Be.
Is that right?
You've been there quite a while. Well, yes, you've been there
7 years
when you
gave
up. I started
in 1984.
Did you?
Because we did Box of Tricks 86, the year before that we did Cinderella in 1985, and I started September, October 84.
Because you were in the first one, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You were the little puss, weren't you, in Cinderella?
Mm-hmm. So, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91. It would have been the eight and a bit years.
Next time you make this, Vicky, then ask me if you should add any more liquid, just added.
I'll save you a bit, Liz. I'll save you a bit.
Do you think I will come on, lass?
I think so, starring part.
But I'm thinking, I've got this terrible feeling I'll have to come on with the princess. Because we've just got married.
Oh, well, you will then.
Boy, a little bit.
With Angela?
Hmm. Come on, me own.
Oh, perhaps we can. Princess, and then just shortly afterwards, I'll add
in. Tom Sawyer, we came on together, didn't we?
Hmm.
Which one's to be back? I thought she might have said something last year for leaving.
Perhaps she thought you might change your mind. Perhaps she thought you wouldn't really leave.
She won me.
Well, are you making a guest appearance then?
Yeah. She's been wanting to do Aladdin for a couple of years, but it was on at the Playhouse.
And then it was on at the Theatre Royal.
So she did Tom Sawyer as Huckleberry Finn. That's the best one we've ever done.
Huckleberry Finn, it was good.
And then last year we did Peter Pan, and I said, right, I'm leaving. But she's always wanted
to do
Aladdin. So when she thought she'd do it this year, she wanted me to do Aladdin.
Come on then, jump.
Some silly reason.
Come on then. Come on then. So we now have singing rehearsals, you know.
But can you not sing?
You can if you think about it.
I'm not in tune to that, Tom.
Well, we'll see if we can get the music.
Singing in, not in my sleep, I was going.
We'll see if we can get some music from the library, see if our library's got.
Oh, did you have a look when you came?
Yes, but you have to buy the whole album. And I hadn't got that anyway, it's sold out.
Did you see the Phantom music? I'd look about.
I hadn't any of Lloyd Webber's music.
Where did you try?
Foxes.
I was just wondering.
Was anywhere else?
Windblowers.
Clemens.
Clemens seemed to have gone down the
road. Windblowers trying to die
yeah.
The road, isn't it?
The best thing to do is to ring first.
I'll tell you where I had terrific service once. I can't remember what it was for now. It's a shop, it's called Arcade Records, because originally it was in the arcade. But it's now just above the Cannon Cinema in between, you know, on Chapel Bar, on the left-hand side. And I wanted a particular tape, oh I know, it was a tape I'd heard the coach driver using on a coach trip that I was on. So I got to know what it was. I went round the usual shops, no joy, and no sort of interest in trying to do anything about
the
it.
Attitude, isn't it?
I went into this fella. He seemed to know what I was talking about to start
That's
with.
That's a good start, yeah.
And he said, oh, no problem, I can order it for you if you'd like me to. So I said I would, and he said he'd phone me when he got it. And he either phoned me the following morning, or if it wasn't the following morning, it was the one after that.
That was
good then. I was very impressed.
I can't remember seeing them music shop.
No, you
weren't.
We don't know very often. Do we?
You don't. And the other day, I thought to myself, I'll walk up, see if that shop's still there. And by the time, you know, I was dreaming, obviously. And I'd walked by, I'd got time actually, I was killing time, so I thought, oh, easily, I said, he's still not found out. So I went back and it is there, but it's not a shop.
That you'd notice?
No, I mean, he's got things, he's got CDs and things in the window, but it's not.
It doesn't blast your eardrums out.
Oh, no.
Oh yes, you bought my tape.
No. Which tape?
Michael Collins.
Oh,
Well, we did have a look, but we haven't found it anywhere.
Going along the Vicky Centre near Topshop. H&B, I think it is. That's how it is.
Well, you made a list of what you would like for your birthday.
There's only three things on it.
It doesn't say you're having both of them, dear.
You can hope.
If not, I'll have loads of money.
You live in hope, and you also die in despair.
Shortbread in it.
Oh,
well, I put some on a piece of shortcake.
And we only wanted the melted chocolate. We could have had a sticky finger then, couldn't we?
Yeah.
What is it? Without Danish. Thinning it down. What did you say, Heidi? It'd be too rich.
I just said very rich. I didn't say too rich.
Very rich.
But it was so runny, wasn't it, when it was in there?
It was quite runny.
Saucepan. I had visions if you put anything else in, it would be...
Running off your fruit?
Running down your chin. It didn't run down your chin, it stuck to your chin.
Never mind. Never mind. It gives you something to do. Would you like some more?
Can
sir?
I do that?
By all means. Yes, that's what it's there for. Make use
well,
of it.
I bet mine.
We watched In Bed with McDonald's.
So you told me. Would you like some more slur?
I'll just have a spot.
Yes,
right.
Do have
on myself, shall I?
Do have yourself.
I'll
make
I'm
podged.
Well.
Podged?
Should have practiced my
what
line.
What an expression. You mean you are FTB?
Full to bursted. No, I'm
or
not.
Or full as a fridge.
Did
you see Blind Date last night?
Yes.
Did you see Blind Date?
Yeah.
Which bit?
Oh,
her trousers. Oh, the
she
one
went well with the one in jeans. Did
I
you
know.
See it last night?
Oh, and he said, what on earth have you got on?
He did look a bit like Andy Pandy, didn't he?
No, he's a workman.
I know he was. Well, he worked in a job centre.
Yes.
Anyway, what about
wasn't
again?
He big?
No.
He could make the filler. No, I wanted to see how that lad last week.
Oh, the lad picking
Paul,
the girl. He was so sweet.
The one that made all those
friendly marks. The
yeah.
one that went to Alton Towers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wanted to see
so
how
sweet.
He got on because I didn't think she was the right one for him. I wanted to pick her.
It went well.
But they seemed to, yes, it went better
didn't
than
you,
I.
Didn't he look cute in that suit?
He looked nice in his suit. She looked nice
very
last
nice,
night.
Yes. Mm. The scene was that the man had hit it off. Because she hasn't had much success lately, has she, with her blind date people?
She cat eye was safer.
I wonder if some of them just do it to be
on the television.
You get
no,
a awkward.
Well, the thing is, when you're speaking to an expert.
Oh, right. Clear the table.
Have you been on?
I haven't been on, but you're the first people I've told this to. I have been out with somebody who has been on.
Oh.
Have you?
As a result of her being on.
Oh.
Now then, do you watch it usually?
Yes, I
have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember an American fella, elder, you know, getting
an
on?
Older, yes.
Yeah. And do you remember seeing it? Merrill, his name was. Do you remember?
I can't remember his name because I'm not very good at names.
Quite a good looking fella. Mm. And he picked number two.
Yes.
And do you remember him when they came back?
No, I don't think I saw him on the return one.
Oh, it was a disaster. He was. My estimation of him went down 100%. Because she smoked.
Oh, and he didn't. Did
and
he
didn't.
Yes.
And it was an absolute disaster. I mean, he more or less he went back to bed in the morning.
And they didn't take her out.
You know, it really was terrible. Anyway, Did you saw the original programme?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Number one was a lady who, do you remember, sort of said to her, you've got a shop, haven't you? And she said yes, and it was a wedding shop, and she said to Scylla, said, and what's the name you've given it? And she said Hitched. Do you remember?
I can't just remember, but I can remember. And the other one was in some sort of trade too, wasn't it? Number three.
Yeah,
too,
she
yeah.
was. She.
Was she antique?
Yes, that's
yeah.
right. That's right. Well, anyway. This number, if I'd have picked any of them, you see, I mean, admittedly, you've got
see what they look like, yeah.
I would have picked number one, you see. And, of course, there was the, I knew the name Barbara, and knew she got a shop called Hitched in Northampton. But anyway, when I was in the library, I thought, well, I'll just see if Hitched is in the telephone book, you see. And it was. And the address, full address was, you see. So, about a week, I wrote, you know, to her, told her a bit about myself, and, you know, about seeing the programme, etc. And I got a letter. Did I get a letter back? Yeah, I got a letter back from her. And she seemed quite pleased to have the letter, but she also started by, I've been surprised by the amount of interest shown since I went down the day before I went into hospital, actually, for my op. You know, just spent a day there, and very nice. She's got a lovely shop.
Whereabouts
in Parkland.
Do you know the address?
Abington Grove.
Abington Grove. Oh, that's where June was, isn't it?
Mm.
No. Abington Grove. Auntie Evelyn. And she's living off.
She was off Abington Street, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Mm. Do you remember that shop with
Abington Grove? Yes. I mean,
never
I know that place so well, and I can't just put my finger on Abington Grove.
Excuse me. This is Abington
Avenue and Abington.
Yeah.
Grove
is.
And I don't think they're all at the same place either, are they?
No.
This is somewhere near. Is it the race course?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere near the race course,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. There's a bit of news loose. Right, let's clear these and make
some coffee. So is it furthering?
Oh, I don't think so, really. Yes, we...
it's different, isn't it?
Do you know the... it looked a fairly new building. I don't know how long it had been going. She's a member of the... something club. It's got a casino upstairs.
Vicky, what's that casino called? It used to be somewhere near the Boys Brigade place.
It really used to be Boys Brigade.
I shall know it.
He was an officer in the Boys Brigade, and that's where he started all his Duke of Edinburgh work. I'll ask Vicky if she can remember. Names beat me sometimes these days.
Mm. You know,
I can see the place.
On the bus, Nana.
And it's more in the centre of the town, isn't
it?
Yes.
Nana, there's that shop with that horse.
Oh, on the Kettering Road. You just have a beautiful, almost full size, doesn't it?
What do you mean full size? Horses come in different sizes.
Well, it wasn't a small model.
But you get small ponies, I mean it could be a life-size model of a horse that big. Have a nice Christmas. Ages ago.
Yes, did you?
What's the box up there? I don't think there's anything decent on it. But yes, a nice Christmas lunch. Tash and John came and nice.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
It's going to be snowing. Want to get a week off school.
So, Tasha at Langley Mill did. So is she working, she used to work at Collett, didn't she?
Yeah, in the industrial estate near Collett Park.
Is she still there? Is your dad at Orkley?
Yeah. Don't know anything. Oh, let me see.
Are you taking any other science subjects other than chemistry?
Biology.
Does everybody have to take maths now?
Yeah, everyone's got to take maths. English. Some people do English literature as well, but I don't.
Would you like to sit more comfortably in the lounge for your coffee?
Thank you.
Shall we sit in the lounge and be a bit more relaxed?
Can you see through them?
Yeah, well, they really suit you.
I shouldn't think so because they're rather strong there.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
me.
We know.
Are you coming in the?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep on the train.
You need bother going to sleep.
Oh,
so you can just carry the tray
I've got a bounty. Is it black again? It's got Mel Gibson on here.
Do sit down, Fred.
Okay.
Warning, this is a government health warning. There is going to be a large bang.
Very large. I don't know how much gunpowder to put in these.
Had some party poppers at Charlotte's, mother.
You had party poppers at Charlotte's?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, just what we need, isn't it, on the floor? Come on, Peter.
He's decorative. The dog can play with it.
Mummy wants me to carry the tray in. Without the coffee on.
We've been playing Michael Crawford's music on the tape. Well, we started because she was trying to get the tune for Love Changes Everything.
That is
this
an
morning
embarrassing
we decided
subject.
Pardon?
It's an embarrassing subject.
Well, it's an embarrassing subject.
Love Changes Everything. We've got the TV.
What time are you to be there?
Don't know.
Are you walking now?
Not a chance. Oh.
What is the idea of having your trousers?
Because the bottoms don't get ruined.
No, the bottoms don't get ruined. We're considering the bottoms of our jeans now.
Lambo's on!
I don't know.
Lovejoy!
I'm going to
watch Lovejoy!
Yes, put it in for me, not too much.
Not too much.
Thank you, yeah.
Sugar?
Yes, please.
I took you know the bounty.
Oh, how's that?
Lucy!
Third.
Thank
you.
Hang on for that, and I'll
listen,
put sugar in.
You went into her.
I did not. Look what she
thank
did
you
to my jumper.
Thank you.
I did
thank
nothing
you
to
what's
her.
What's the
month in that? I think if you look on the worktop.
This isn't broken, is it?
No.
Get a new one. Come here.
I think there's a prize in a bag. Would you like to go and see?
Yeah. Come on. I'm being silly. I didn't do anything. I just want to be bored.
Have you got enough milk in there, Fred?
Yes, thank you.
Mummy, yeah. Anyway, you know what you enjoyed looking at the bounty? You know right at the end? He had those very gorgeous eyes of his.
Very gorgeous, sorry, yes.
Those blue eyes, I scrubbed it. 9:50 to 12 o'clock, how long is that? 2-3 hours.
9:50 to 12 o'clock, what's that? She picks all these films on the television she wants to watch. And they're all late.
Most of them are rubbish, I
shouldn't think. Not in mine.
Are we opening
these?
We've
got milk in
there.
The point is, after 9 o'clock, they're not fit for
human consumption.
Under 18 viewing.
What is that if it's after what's after 9 o'clock? A film?
The films that are on television, if they're after 9 o'clock, they're not suitable for under 18s viewing.
Hey, excuse me, are you saying that Young Guns is not suitable for people under 18? I think that's a bit of a joke somehow.
Have you got to be there for 5:30?
Yes.
Right.
Black music. I like chocolate.
Are you going to sing to us before you
warm your voice up before you get up there.
It's not singing today.
Oh, goodness.
I think I'm going to change. more camera.
I think mummy has first choice, don't
you? You're looking, I haven't even got down to the
She's only looking so she can say, don't take that one, don't take that one, and iron out that one as well.
I know which one I'm having.
Which one are we having, girl?
You can have the coffee clean. Might get there in a minute, but I think we can get there in a few in a minute.
Well, I was just thinking the same thing.
Well, 1 minute might be brilliant, isn't
it? It does take a long while, doesn't it? Oh, it does, yes, it does.
No, I don't want to, thanks.
No.
Mummy first.
You don't want the toffee, do you?
No. Well, I've got a new box, I think. Yeah, we do, doesn't it? Take your nose out.
What shall we have, Lucy? Shall we have, Did you have washes this morning?
He was in something the other day, which I watched. He
You know that old DCA, Nana? Ray?
Have you seen any more holidays on Jelly Texas?
Not real
Not that we're
super. But of course, I've not been in the market, you know.
There's no point in looking in case there is something that appeals.
Well, I still do look, you know, but not. You see, last year, there'd not been bargains with. Who was it who went bust? You know, the
Yes.
big Unterson, when that, you see, all those people needed other holidays, and then with Yugoslavia coming out of the market because of the unrest
Because
there,
of
people who were going there wanted
went
holidays,
there.
so there wasn't too much overcapacity.
Have you thought of going back with your hand?
Yes, I see the surgeon again on Thursday. And I'm having physio.
Is it painful?
No, not
Yeah,
really.
it's
It's
aches.
not painful, but when you it is when doing physio, and when I do, you know, I have to do it myself. I should be doing it every hour.
Have they cut you across the palm of your hand?
Yes, my. It started there and went up to there.
Okay, nowhere near that thing.
Well, Frank Vernon was like that, and then more down across his hand. They couldn't do anything with his
How long was he
palm
with
of
them?
his hand.
Are you going to have a chocolate break?
No, thanks.
Are you gonna?
Not at the moment, thank you. I think I was really up to
You're
eating
really
that.
podged.
Yes,
What would you like, Lucy?
Can
Don't
I do
have
any?
that one because
I
it's
won't
an
do
apricot.
anything for my waistline.